This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan legislative leaders and newspaper editorials, including the Detroit News and the Lansing State Journal, are calling on Michigan State University President Luana Simon to resign because of MSU's handling of the Nassar scandal. Today, House Speaker Tom Leonard said he wants a couple of House committees, actually one committee and a subcommittee, to look into MSU's handling of these revelations. Joining me now is Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta at the Capitol. Rick, what prompted the House Speaker to do that today?
I think that there have been a couple of developments. So one of them is just, you know, the heart-wrenching testimony from the victims that's gone on day after day this week in the courtroom in downtown Lansing. And those stories have really just grabbed people in a very personal way. And then the other thing is the Detroit News did a story, and there really wasn't anything new in it, but it kind of wrapped everything up and what we knew, what little we know about who knew what and when. And for a lot of elected officials, it just kind of crystallized things and was the last straw. And we saw, movements towards hearings and calls for her to resign. And then on top of that, the MSU student newspaper has called on Luana Simon to resign, that the elected student body organization has called on her to resign, that more and more we're hearing people saying that there's just a lack of confidence in Simon's leadership, and if the university is going to move on, then it's going to have to be without her.
You mentioned the Detroit News. There was also an editorial today. The Michigan State University.
Scathing.
Yeah. We'll get to that in just a second. The Michigan State University trustees called on Attorney General Bill Schuette to review events regarding the Nassar scandal. This Detroit News editorial really hammered Schuette for not acting sooner. What's Schuette's response?
Schuette's response is he's furious. He says it's inaccurate and it should be retracted. And he says there will be an investigation by his office of MSU and its handling of the Nassar affair, but he is going to wait to make an official announcement until after the sentencing is done and the victims have a chance to have their say.
The trustees and President Simon are very concerned about civil suits and what they might cost the university. That's why they've been less than transparent about this case. What other costs do you think MSU might experience if the administration continues on its current path?
The crux of the frustration among, in particular, elected officials here at the Capitol is that they feel that the administration has put protecting its legal position ahead of providing aid and comfort for the victims and being transparent about what happened and fixing it. And that's why we're seeing all of this call for hearings. And let's not forget that MSU gets 20% of its budget from the state of Michigan. There's a process where they, you know, the leaders of the universities come and testify before the House and Senate Appropriations Committees to make their case for more money from the legislature. We'll see how kindly that's looked upon in this environment.
And finally, I guess we'll have to point out that MSU is probably being advised by its lawyers to keep your mouth shut.
They seem to be driving the bus, and they're paying a big price in terms of public perception.
That's Rick Pluta at the State Capitol. Thanks for taking the time, Rick.
You bet, Lester.
By the way, we should mention that we requested an interview with Attorney General Schuette. His office did not make him available to us. We also just learned that after 4 hours, a meeting of the MSU Board of Trustees has adjourned. President Luana Simon was not present. The board gave a brief statement reiterating their support for the embattled Simon. The board took no questions from the media. I am going to read that statement for you. Quote, through this terrible situation, the university has been perceived as tone-deaf, unresponsive, and insensitive to the victims. We understand the public's faith has been shaken. The board has listened and heard the victims. Today, the board acted and has asked Attorney General's office to review the facts in this matter, and as information is presented, the board will act. This can never happen again. As part of the board's oversight authority, we will retain independent external assistance to support our responsibilities to the university community and the public at large. We continue to believe President Simon is the right leader for the university, and she has our support. It's signed Chairperson Brian Breslin on behalf of the Board of Trustees of the Michigan State University. That's the latest on this, and we'll hear more next week as the sentencing hearing continues.